Hey guys, it's Tom. Welcome to the DC Daily Drop. Sad news to talk about today as Adam West passed away on Friday night at the age of 88. Adam West is a longtime actor in film and TV, obviously best known for his work as Batman, and portrayed him in live action in the TV series and the film. And, you know, for DC fans, he's well known as an introduction to the character for thousands, millions of people to the world of Batman comic books and everything like that, and had an amazing legacy. And it's certainly a sad day for two that he has passed on, has gone to the Batcave in the sky. But we're just going to talk a little bit. Well, I'm going to talk a little today about his history and everything like that. He's had a brief battle with leukemia, according to the Hollywood Reporter. He is died peacefully Friday night and is survived by his wife, six children, five grandchildren, two great grandchildren. He's just had a tremendous legacy. And, you know, what hits hard is he's anyone who I obviously didn't know Adam West, but anyone who had worked with him had nothing but the greatest things to say about him as a person and as a professional. And yeah, he's certainly going to be missed. And the family released a statement saying, "Our dad always saw himself as the bright knight and aspired to make a positive impact on his fans' lives. He was and always will be our hero, and to many he will." Burt Ward, who played Robin in the TV series with him, released a statement saying, "I was devastated by the loss of one of my very dearest friends, Adam, and I had a special Adam and I had a special friendship for more than 50 years. We shared some of the most fun times of our lives together. Our families have deep love and respect for each other. This is a terribly unexpected loss of my lifelong friend. I will forever miss him. There are several fine actors who have portrayed the Batman in films. In my eyes, there was only one real Batman, that is and always will be Adam West. He was truly the bright knight." And Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman in the TV series with him, said that, "Stellar exemplar, a king to the end. He was bright, witty, and fun to work with. I will miss him in the physical world and savor him always in the world of imagination and creativity. He meant so much to me." So, you know, it's very sad, you know, to hear Adam West passed away and with his tremendous legacy and everything he's known for as a person, as an actor. But he had a tremendous career and life. You know, looking at the list, I'll list off some of the things that he did, but he's really had a tremendous role in doing lots of things back to the 50s and 60s, involved with actors up until, you know, right when he passed away. You know, in the 50s and 60s, he was in films like Geronimo, Robinson Crusoe on Mars, and The Outlaws Is Coming, which is a Three Stooges film. And he had many, many roles. Even though he was typecast as Batman for a while, he went on to find success acting later, and especially in voice work, where he was known for many things, including as the mayor and Family Guy, and many other roles, both live action and voiceover, over the years. He's obviously most well known for playing Batman, Bruce Wayne, in the 60s series, where he portrayed the character for 120 episodes from 1966 to 1968, as well as the 1966 Batman theatrical film that was released. And, you know, I wasn't one of the people who found this version of Batman when I was younger, and that's how I found the character. That wasn't me. But I know many people who this was their introduction to the character. And it's very different from the Batman we know today, but it is just as deserving, just as respectful to the character. Adam West played, you know, in a way only he could do. He played a character who would say and do the most ridiculous things, but with just the perfect straight-laced comedy where he, you know, the actor knew about the joke, but the character didn't know how ridiculous the things he said. And, you know, it's a comedy show that knew that it was a comedy and has some fantastic jokes. And like I said, it's the introduction to so many people to the Batman mythology. You know, without this series, even though Batman is depicted a little bit differently today, obviously, without this series, Batman 89 doesn't have the buzz that it does. The Nolan trilogy doesn't have the buzz that it does. You know, the characters are sort of ingrained in pop culture. Batman, Robin, and all the villains of Batman started to be ingrained in popular culture from this TV series. And so it's just, he'll always have an important part, you know, in the DC family, and also obviously to the friends and family of Adam West, close to him. Besides playing the live action Batman for a long time, he also did lots of other DC work, and he's always been sort of publicly, he's, you know, in recent years, he's talked a lot about how his love for the character and his version of the character, and he's always sort of returned to the DC family in different ways. He's done a lot of voiceover, animated voice work as Batman and sometimes his other characters, dating back to the 70s. He's been in The New Adventures of Batman, all the different many of the different variations of Super Friends. He was in Batman in the animated series, where he played a character called the Gray Ghost, which is a very memorable episode for many people. He was the mayor on the Batman, and he played Thomas Wayne in Batman the Brave and the Bold. He's also done other live action DC work, guest roles and things like that. He voiced Hercules in the 1970s Shazam TV series, just a one episode voiceover work for that. He cameoed in the 1990 The Flash TV series, and he also had a guest role in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Recently, he provided narration for Powerless, and he also guest starred in the unaired finale, which we don't have any information yet on if that will air. Obviously, you know, we were hoping to see more Adam West before, and now even more to see his. He returned as a live-action Batman in 1979's Legends of the Superheroes, which was just a 2 hours of sort of a superhero team-up, DC Comics team-up on TV. He returned as Batman for that. Recently, obviously last year, he returned to the role of Batman in that continuity in Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders, the animated movie that got a one-night theatrical release and is just a blast. And I think, you know, that's what I'm going to be watching along with some of the TV series, maybe to remember Adam West in the coming days, where he got to say some of the lines you never thought you would get to hear Adam West Batman saying. And it's just really just a treat that we got to hear him one more time in the role in Return of the Caped Crusaders. You know, he still had some of that Adam West magic in that. And there's also, you know, a sequel was announced at the time of that release starring William Shatner as Two-Face. It was expected to come in 2017. I don't know if it still is. I don't know if Adam West had completed his voice work for that or not, but you know, obviously that's not what today's about, but one more time, if possible, in that iconic role that he helped make so famous. So definitely a sad day, but, you know, I think, you know, we all want to take it to celebrate the legacy of Adam West and all he's meant to the character, and all he's meant as a person too. So that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.